And welcome to Season 9, Episode 2 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I'm one-third of the amazing triumvirate that has now been at this for a full 8 years, starting their ninth. We're very happy to be here with you. I am always happy to be with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you this evening, sir?
You know, I don't think I could possibly be better, sir.
Having a good day, having a good week.
I've been having a good week since Monday, January 20th, right around noon.
Yeah, that would be about 5 days, 7 hours, and 36 minutes from this recording.
That was when the golden age of America started. The golden age of America.
America. And what would America be without Texans? And when it comes to Texans, we've only got one. How are you, Chief?
I'm living in darkness.
Yeah. Out of all of us, he's the closest to the Gulf of America.
I've heard that, yes. I've heard that's actually being added to certain atlases already.
Well, when Greenland becomes America adjacent,
it's going to be the cooler, cold part of America, right?
Well, they're going to be like Puerto Rico, right?
Like Guam, yeah. There'll be a protectorate.
Thank you. I could not remember the word. I know there's a little bit, there's little a couple of different, words. Yeah, there's a couple of different ways they can do it, but.
But the point is, apparently we're taking over again.
We're taking over everything. And people are leaving. The important people are leaving. The importantly bad people are leaving. There are plane loads of bad people leaving. I am happy.
Mexico is converting its stadiums on the border to be migrant camps to hold all the people who are leaving.
It's
a lot of crying and tear weeping going on.
You mean weeping and gnashing of teeth?
A lot of it. Wailing, too.
Wailing.
Some wailing going on.
So wailing and gnashing. Does gnashing actually make a noise?
It can. You're close enough.
Right. Well, I don't want to do it because I paid for my dental work. I don't want to break anything.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's not necessary.
Got it.
Well, I saw the Mexican president does not like having her own people in her country, which, you know.
So on that odd. I had heard that the president of Mexico is trying to say, well, I'll only repatriate Mexican nationals. I'm not taking other people from other countries. I'm like, lady, they came through your country to get to ours. If it was okay for them to come through, they could go back the same way they came.
Right. And you can take care of shipping them off to wherever it is they ultimately need to go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let you go. This is not brain science or rush surgery.
Should we go down to the border and stand on top of the wall and sing, hey, 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 goodbye? Too much?
It is way too much.
Okay. Yeah, we could just get a recording. We don't actually have to go.
big speakers like we did to Manuel Noriega back in the day.
Oh my God. I was just thinking that Noriega in a church or something, right? Hold up. And they just blasted rock music 24/7.
This is probably before you were born, Chief, but it was epic, man.
It's not probable. It's definitely.
What, before you were born? No.
Yeah, I was not born.
No, we did not oust Noriega 50 years ago.
Nearly. It's at least 40.
All right, so let's see.
In 1988, he was indicted by federal grand jury. Okay?
When was the rock thing, though? Was it at the same time?
Hold on. La-da-da, yeah,
it would have been around then.
1968 coup. Relationship with the U.S., drug operations, murders, blah.
When did it
start?
Yeah, because...
Invasion of Panama. Here we are.
I was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, it's like, you know. Come on. Yeah, 1989. You were at least 4 or 5.
We blasted rock music at him until he gave.
Yeah.
So, we tortured him.
Yep. Well, him and everybody else in there, yeah.
Yep. I mean, it wasn't waterboarding, but almost as bad.
Well, it depends on the rock music.
I don't know. There's a
some of the 80s rock music was as bad as Waterboy.
So I looked at the different methods of waterboarding. And the one that I did,
why should I ask why? I don't, I'm good.
Don't ask that. You might find out. He might give you the answer.
I knew that that one hurt. And then I saw what happens when you use enough water, which
drowning
didn't do on me. Well, no, it's the fact that when you're drowning, what do?
You're inhaling water into your lungs.
Yeah, it's bad. Right.
So when you do that and you cough, the water goes out, right? So you can cough it out. Now, underwater, you can't do that because it's just a stream.
Right.
But when this is happening, you can, one, attempt to hold your breath, and or two, you can get gaps of air. So now it's prolonged.
Right.
There's a guy who was going over. He kept saying that enhanced interrogation techniques should be allowed. And then he went through it. And he was a rather large individual that lasted under 30 seconds. And so that was it. And that was the other thing. It's if you do not stay calm. I mean, there's a couple things, but enough water, it doesn't matter how calm, doesn't matter how long you can hold your breath, it's
right.
The pain is coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to avoid knowing about that in person by just not doing anything wrong.
Or getting in around anyone who knows how to waterboard people.
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't do anything wrong, and it still happened.
Yeah, a lot of them just got released from the DC jail.
That is true. And they're cheering.
Well, did they? So I hear that there's some, you know, I always thought that if you got a pardon, like from the governor or the president or anybody, you were immediately released. But apparently they're slow walking some of the releases. And I'm like, that's not going to go well.
Probably not.
Yeah.
By the way,
some of the guards are getting a little nervous because people might actually find out how they were treating some of those people who were recently pardoned. Mm.
By the new president?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a new president.
That would be Donald John Trump, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Right now.
He used to call him 45. Now we call him 47.
45, 47.
Yeah. Anybody remember who 46 was? On the tip of my tongue.
46 doesn't remember who 46 was.
46. Nope, no idea.
46. Gotta go watch Judge Wapner.
I've already forgotten about him. It's already a distant memory.
Yep, and of course, it being the 25th, we can actually announce that several of the cabinet, have been authorized. We have a brand new Secretary of State who is already well into his job.
Little Marco, yep.
Little Marco. Hey, Marco.
Sorry, it's not going to make me like him anymore but than I did prior to this, but he seems to be doing okay so far.
He's started off with on the right foot, yes.
Well, he likes it more than being a senator.
Absolutely, apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, based on the job he's doing, I would agree with you.
Well, I mean, and the fact that he said it, because he didn't even want to be a senator. He wanted out, and then I don't know what happened. I don't know who convinced him.
The club team needs to
back in. Yeah, he went back in, easily won, and then just hung around.
And right.
I don't know what the deal is, which makes me always wonder if it's all planned, like if Deep State operatives said, don't worry, you'll be in a higher position soon enough. And you're like, all right.
Yeah. It's like a casting call. I know it's a bit part right now, but you're getting a bigger role later. Right.
Yeah. Trust me. It will all work out. We should tell our listeners that in our original plan was to for you and I to go out and be among the people.
It was indeed. And then Mother Nature said, no.
I believe the temperature that morning was something like 2.
Yes. One for me, one for you. There you go.
And we decided, niet.
Right. And then the federal government decided niet, and everybody got to stay home because there's only so much seating in the little place.
Right. Our tickets got canceled and we didn't have tickets to the good place. And which wouldn't our plan, even had we had those tickets, it would have been cool to go.
Sure.
But our plan on coverage would have been kind of screwed up that way because we wouldn't have been allowed to do what we wanted to do, which is walk up to random people and talk to them and ask them how they were enjoying the experience.
Right. Yeah, and it turns out even the poor people who actually had tickets to get in found out at the very last minute they weren't allowed to bring anything in. And there was like this ginormous pile of really expensive purses and backpacks and stuff just sitting out in the cold.
Wow.
I know.
If it was California, all that stuff would be gone by the time they came out.
It would have been on sale on Craigslist, yeah.
California, or should I say... the former state of California.
Well, they're working on it, right? They've decided they want to secede from the union, so they've got a little petition going.
So how would that work exactly? Because right now, how do they fund their state and their wacky programs?
Pardon the visualization, but they suckle off of the federal teat.
Well, I mean, they tax their own citizens.
Into oblivion, right? And that's why most of them have left and gone to Texas.
Right, but I mean, they have sales tax and real estate taxes, and presumably they have an income tax, a state income tax. So all that money they get from the federal government, they're going to get, let me think, nothing.
Right. Maybe they want to be like Haiti, you know, who just gets money because they're a poor, desolate hellscape of a country.
Well, they could give us tariffs.
I mean, California's already halfway to hellscape, so...
They could do tariffs.
Who? California?
Yeah, like so that anything manufactured in California that we buy, we would have to pay a tariff on.
Bad avocados, movies, horrible TV.
Avocados.
Avocados from Mexico. That's where I get them.
I say
oranges from Florida.
Number one. Since you had said niet, I'd been holding it in because you guys kept going. Oh. But Russian news had been going wild because Putin pretty much admitted that he only went into Ukraine because Biden was so weak, he thought it would be a cakewalk and learned it was wrong. So now he's saying he's willing to talk. And then Zelensky's the one who's basically saying now we need to fight this out.
Well, yeah, Zelensky wants U.S. troops over there, and I'm like, no.
No.
But that is why yesterday all federal funding for foreign anything was cut off.
I saw that. I was like, holy jumping jackrabbits.
Wait, really? I didn't hear about this.
Except for Israel and one other place.
There, yeah.
Chad. Two places. Chad, Sierra Leone, Upper Volta, somewhere like that.
It was two places. Chad's cool and all, but it wasn't him.
Because he's Chad and all. Right.
Yeah. So basically, bad. All the stuff that they tried to do to keep the war going just ended. We're going to see what happens now because... now he has nothing to, I mean, as soon as that starts coming back, Putin is going to steamroll or this deal is going to happen. And the rest of the world is like, yes, I think it's time for a deal. So it's like he's got no more allies.
Right.
And I wonder if he'll just roll over completely and spill, you know, what all the people promised and why he went where he went anyway. But we'll see. Like always. And then in terms of California, I mean, Texas was trying to go and we couldn't, and we have it in our own constitution. So California doesn't stand a chance in that fact.
Well, we want to keep you.
we don't want to keep California. We might just let them go.
All foreign aid is on a 90-day hold.
Have you seen there's a new coalition?
Of what?
Of old actors that are trying to save California.
Are you talking about Stallone and
Voight and Gibson?
Yeah. They were anointed by the president to be his emissaries.
I thought it was ambassador too.
Oh, yeah. It is ambassadors, right? Because Mel Gibson's house burned down and was looking for an ambassadorial residence. Yeah. That's like good move, man. Try and get a house out of the deal. Yeah.
He's
part of the deal.
He has quite a sense of humor.
If you have a chance, folks, I know it's a competing podcast and all that, get your hands on a copy of the interview that Rogan does of Mel Gibson. It's enlightening.
It doesn't work that way. Like if more people listen to him, they then don't listen to us.
I know. I'm plugging another show. It'd be nice if it was reciprocal. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think I'll care.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying.
So let me see if I can explain this to you succinctly. He's out of our league. If our entire league exploded, he wouldn't even notice. He might like us if he ever heard us or got to meet us. I don't know.
I'd like to think so. I'm likable.
I think so. I wouldn't want to spar him, though. I've seen him.
Man
was Taekwondo.
I know. I saw that. It was like, oh no, that's a very dangerous man.
I did not know that you could generate that much holy carp with your leg. Pretty sure he could knock the punching bag off its hook. Yeah.
You're talking about the video of him with his friend testing the new leg machine, right?
No, he was just, somebody was holding a heavy bag and he was kicking it with his leg and the guy and the bag were moving.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah. George St. Pierre was commenting saying that, you know, for damage, you would go higher, which means that your pivot point would be elevated, so you wouldn't generate the same amount of torque. But he, number one, Rogan is short, and number two, he's at level. Oh, yeah.
That's an advantage in the street fight, man, because all those high-flying, kicks that look great in the movies, that's not what you do in a real fight.
Well, okay, he is short compared to us. It's like 5'6". But
wow, he's even short compared to me.
But a lot of people say that he's 5'8". And he's like, I don't know where this stuff comes from. it is hilarious. Because he never jokes about, I mean, he never states that he's taller than he really is.
I don't think he has that lack of confidence problem, you know?
Does he married?
Yes.
Married, like with a family? Yeah, I'm just curious.
He's got three kids. One is adopted, or one came with the woman that he married.
Okay. Good on him, man.
Yeah.
He's about 5'5" with shoes. 5'6" on a good day.
I speaking of people with families, I just saw our new Secretary of Defense inaugurated. He took the oath of office.
Yes, he's been
today. My lovely wife, the Hurricane, found it and said, "Sit down. I think I saved this for you."
Yep.
And he has like 9 children. That's a lot of kids.
Not nearly as many as Sean Duffy.
Oh,
who's going to be our new transportation?
How many transportation?
Feet? 9. They're all here.
I had 9 puppies. That was hard.
Yeah.
Now,
if you actually gave birth to 9 puppies, that would be amazing. But yeah.
Here's the Duffy's not gay. So he's already not on par with
Oh, right. Yeah, taking over the job. And
maybe he likes trains.
Does the job make you gay? I don't know.
Maybe he likes trains.
No, I don't think so.
Bet you he knows enough not to light vinyl chloride on fire to get rid of it.
One would hope.
Because the last guy, he didn't know that.
No. Yeah.
He didn't know what you get. You get carbon monoxide, lots of thick black smoke, and dioxin.
Yeah, I'm sure that's bad for you to breathe.
Well, dioxin, you know, the stuff that makes grill marks on your steaks is okay. But this isn't the stuff that makes grill marks on your steaks. This is the stuff that if you get any of it, it lays your ass out deceased.
Yeah, you get that is what you get.
Yeah.
Oops, I said a bad word. Sorry.
You did? Oh.
I did.
You meant donkey.
I did mean donkey.
You can use the British version. I won't bleep you on the British version.
Okay.
Just saying.
What are you going to do if we ever have the vice president on? He says stuff like that all the time.
It's going to sound like an episode of, what the heck was that show?
Yeehaw?
No, where everyone used to go on and you know, it's your baby and it's not my baby and, the daytime talk show.
Yeah, I know who you mean. The guys where they were slamming each other with chairs. Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry Springer was one of them, but the one I'm thinking about is the guy who was married to Connie Chung.
Oh, you mean you are not the father.
Yeah. Because that was just a solid level of beeps. Just beep, 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 and then you beep, 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 him.
That would be Maury Povich.
Maury Povich, there you go.
The man, and himself.
The man, the myth.
The legend.
See, you know, as wild as he was in that scenario, he has been faithfully married to Miss Chung the whole time.
Then good for him. I'm glad that you know this.
Yeah, for a dude who's outing all these people.
Right.
For a living. Whew, man.
Glad we didn't pick that path.
And have you seen his kid?
Who? No, Ovich?
Yes.
No.
So, he has a son, and his son has auburn hair. The only thing he inherited from his mom was, I think, the nose.
So he's an adopted son. Matthew Jolly Povich adopted him in 1995. Yeah, he's not.
Perhaps that makes, okay.
Do you feel better?
And that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, seriously, this dude's a ginger.
I was going to say, this doesn't, it didn't make sense. But their nose, at least from that picture I saw, could have been her. Maybe surgery does that. I don't know.
The good news is adoption papers do it too, so.
Hey, you know, adoption is great.
Adoption is awesome.
There was a child in need, and that child probably had a remarkable, unusual life that that most kids would love. And
we're for Michael Jackson's kids. I'm just saying.
Oh no, they were surrogates. And Hexa had
who's the father?
That's not cool. Michael was a. Did you guys know about the fight Michael Jackson had? That was rushed by Quincy Jones.
Like a physical fight?
Like a fist fight?
A bar fight.
No, Michael Jackson in a bar fight. Oh, we are telling this story.
Michael Jackson was in a bar with. Now it was a more upscale bar, and it was because of Quincy Jones. And Tupac was disrespecting a woman in front of Mr. Jackson.
Ooh.
And And Mr. Jackson did not appreciate it. And Tupac was like, you can't be serious. He said, I'm going to have to hurt you. And then he proceeded to beat down Tupac, which they had to keep that quiet until both were dead, because Tupac had an image, and getting beat up by Michael Jackson would have immediately ended that image.
Yeah, that would not be part of the narrative.
That is, yeah, that is.
Wow.
Of course, well, Snopes says there's no evidence, but I don't believe Snopes any more than I believe Biden. So, yeah, there you go.
Who?
Exactly.
So the thing is, there were people that were there, and no one was going to say anything. And then in like one of Quincy Jones' books, he made mention of a scuffle, but that was it. And I think Rashida Jones, I know Quincy has a daughter, right? Because there are other people that have said, yeah, Michael appreciated, or he had some view of women, and that you don't disrespect him or something like that.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's the right view.
That's why I sure hope that all the other things said about him are not true, because goodness gracious.
I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, it's very possible that because of his upbringing, he never really, you know, got out of that whole Peter Pan syndrome. So in his mind, it was just, you know, I'm hanging with my friends. It doesn't matter that, you know, my friends are 20 years younger than me. And we all just, you know, of course, assume the worst.
And I have money now to buy cool toys.
Maybe he was just a gentle soul. I don't know. You know?
Well, Macaulay Culkin never said anything bad. And I'm
to this day, he has not.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, unlike Bieber, who keeps getting sworn to silence every time people ask him, hey, what happened in the forest with Diddy? And Bieber's already white, but then he turns translucent. So that is terrible, because I can only imagine how that has damaged that poor person. And he's a dad too now, so he's like,
yes, this is, yes.
He probably will not allow his kid to go into sales business.
Yeah.
Knowing the evil that is out there.
We can only hope. Of course, if California secedes, where would he go? So there he is.
Well, or I guess it just needs reforming. That is the problem. The biggest issue with all of this is that culturally, we just allow it for decades until, I mean, that's what happened in Rome, and then eventually Rome fell.
Yes. So, I mean, the Oscar nominations are out, and they show that Hollywood hasn't changed. So.
Remarkably tone deaf.
Yes. Yep.
I used to love the Oscars. When I was in high school and college, Oscar parties were a thing we did every year. We even hosted one year. It was fun.
It's not fun. Amelia Perez movie is leading with 13 nominations.
Who?
It's a movie about a transgender character.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Springtime for Hitler is also up there.
It's, you know, you've got an openly transgender performer who was nominated for best. He was nominated for best actress. I'm just going to say it. Okay.
You're allowed to do that. By the way,
yeah.
Given the new president, isn't it amazing how fast some directives are coming down in the government? Why, I know someone at work that already got an email that said, if you have any DEI content on our servers, remove it immediately.
Yeah. Like close a business that day.
Yeah. So, okay. Here is something that was brought to me by a concerned citizen.
Concerned citizens alert.
Yes. This woman comes up to me and says, How can you prove someone that lives a DEI hire? Because in Atlanta, there's a person who was just removed from office. Mm-hmm. This person had been working for 2 years, had received multiple awards for how well they were doing it, and did not know that they were considered a DEI hire until they were told, hey, this is how you got in, and this is why you're leaving.
Okay, my mistake. I thought that the orders that came out that said, if you are in the federal government and working for a DEI department, you are on leave. Not if you were a DEI hire.
Not if you were
a hire. But if you were part of the...
Like, if your job at your location, and unfortunately, I may know someone who this category falls in. She's our staff officer, but she was also the director of DEI and DEIA efforts. And I happened to notice that she did not come in at all this week. And I don't know whether or not that's just she took the week off or they asked her to take the week off. So I don't know. But that's what it is. It's if your job is promoting, pushing DEI. And
if you're working in the DEI department, you are on paid leave.
Right. Paid leave.
Now, what they're going to do with you? You know, the president has hinted that RIFs are coming. I know that at the place where we work, there's a smaller budget than they anticipated. It's one of those years. And it always is, it seems to be, after a Democrat administration.
Well,
that last year, when they're on the way out, all of a sudden, there's no money. I just noticed that as a pattern.
Yeah, well, FEMA made the same comment, right? There's no money.
Who?
Couldn't find FEMA.
Who? They're done.
I know, aren't they, though?
I heard the president. Yeah, I don't think they're doing a really good job. He made a good point at a 100,000-foot level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. And he made a point that kind of makes me think of, I don't know, something, an opinion I've long held. Why are we using the military for disasters? Like if you have a big hurricane come in and suddenly like with the big hurricane that hit New Orleans,
mm-hmm. Katrina.
Katrina, yes, thank you. If you need an area to house people to because they don't have anywhere to sleep and you need to feed a whole bunch of people, man, the military knows how to do that. Bring them in
one hire a portion of the army called the Army Corps of Engineers.
Right, let them do that. That's perfect. And as far as the rest of what FEMA does, you know, we don't need to bring in bureaucrats who don't know the area to go and help the people.
But who will scope out the houses with Trump signs so we can avoid them?
Well, that's what FEMA's become. It isn't what they always were, though, I didn't think.
There is an argument that says the people of North Carolina know best how to handle the problems of North Carolina. And that the people of California best know how to handle the problems of California. Maybe this is a bad analogy.
Yeah, you're already
ruining my argument. I'm making an federal area for it. Let's just do that now.
It's silly, though. I mean, the local firefighters know the canyons and the valleys and...
Really don't. Don't go
North Carolina?
No, in California.
Oh, in California, yeah.
In California, they don't even know how to put water in the hydrants. They know that they're racially ambiguous and lesbian and don't currently have male genitalia.
And people like me are going to burn to death because we should have known better.
So, and
well, if you're going, so am I, buddy.
In North Carolina, the Pennsylvanians seem to know better. When the Amish came down.
Ain't that the truth? God bless the Amish. And man, I mean, it was like a scene out of, what was the Harrison Ford movie?
Witness.
It was like the scene out of Witness. It's like they're just putting a house up in a day. They put something like 40 houses up over a weekend. 40 tiny houses for people.
But isn't that what America is all about? We see a need that we can help our neighbors and we go. Well, you don't know me. That doesn't matter. Yeah. We're Americans.
Right. Well, I heard a story that Oregon tried to send fire trucks to California, got stopped at the border because the Oregon fire trucks didn't have proper smog control certification. Well, okay. Smog's our most important problem right now.
Yeah. Your problem right now isn't smog. You see all that pollution? That's coming from your infrastructure burning down.
Right.
You don't use logic, okay? All I'm saying is that...
I'm sorry. I'm using a lot of hand gestures while I talk about this, too, so...
Little head bobby hand gestures?
Yes.
Poor show cat. Thinks you're fighting the air.
Did you grease your hair back with at least 6 or 7 different products?
I look good, man. I have so much product in my hair, I don't even need a helmet.
If he falls down, he's got cushioning now.
It's ear. You hear crackling. It'll
shatter.
Just like the the snow under Mr. Browning and Chief's feet.
Oh my gosh.
Not so long ago.
Do you guys have snow still on the ground?
We haven't had snow in a while.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was actually pretty warm today.
Our snow is still here.
Well, what? It was within the 60s, I think.
Nice. It's 28 here right now.
That's actually warm.
I know.
We're having a heat wave. I mean,
not 9?
Every day at work, I was in by 6:30 and I froze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because either the heat's not keeping up or they're just not turning it on.
They're saving money.
I'm blaming Elon.
I mean, you could, but like, what
is hard for me to type, sir, with gloves on.
What did he do? Is this Snowpiercer? That was.
He did nothing. Nothing.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know if you've heard, but the Democratic, what do they call him? I guess he's the minority leader. He's not the Speaker of the House because he's the top Democrat. Hakeem Jeffries.
Jeffries.
Yeah, he's already complaining. Well, how come food prices aren't down yet? I'm like, because it takes more than 5 days to fix the crap you broke over 4 years. Just, you know.
About
heating costs too, you know.
Maybe that's what happened at class today. When we walked into the school where we have our Saturday in-person class,
mm-hmm.
It was 51 degrees.
You know, what, huh?
That's what it was inside the classroom, 51.
Is this your building?
This was a school building near me where I have Taekwondo class.
Okay, so the school can't afford to fire up the...
We don't know what they did. We actually turned the heat on, you know, it was up 10 degrees by the time our class was done a little over an hour later. With let me think, there were 7 of us today, with 7 of us moving around. Of course, after you start moving around,
sure,
you're generating some heat and you don't mind it as much.
Right.
But remember, we're in that class barefoot. Wearing
that's not
it's a little cold.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because that's all I'm gonna do. There's no chance.
It's been that way all week, including yesterday when I thought I was gonna have to call Crutch to come rescue me.
Yeah, his battery died at work.
Yep, I went and I must admit I had to have done this, because this is the car that works. This is the car that works. There's nothing wrong with it. And it was dead. Now, let's think about this. I work on a military installation, and I work so-called behind the fence. I go through a guard gate and show my credentials when I come to work. You can't just call a tow truck and say, come jumpstart me.
Yeah.
You got to walk over to the gate,
call your tow truck, wait for them, get an escort badge for them, escort them in, escort them back, then walk back from there to your car and go home.
Right. Fun time.
Although fortunately, that's an easier way is to call a friend that also has access.
Well, that would be me.
That would be you, and say, bring your battery booster or jumper cables and come help me. But I went in and talked to the very nice guards. I didn't even get the man's name.
I'm surprised. Usually this kind of encounter we get you invited to is, you know, next child's christening.
Oh, we're friends. I'll recognize him. I'll have his name by Monday. Don't you worry. But he was very nice. And he said, I got a boost box in my truck. Come on, let's go get it and walk out and get you started.
Was there somebody else in the guard shack, or did they just leave the keys down and he abandoned his post?
No.
Because your charisma would actually cause that to happen.
He was one of the guards, but he was there with several other guards to escort people who were coming in to do weekend repairs. You know how they do that.
Sure.
They come in, they're going to do painting or moving furniture, doing whatever they do.
Taking pictures, leaving bugs. Yeah.
And you have to be escorted. So they have a team of our guards.
They're professional escorts.
They come in and they.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they are. They are professional escorts.
I have done this job. I was a professional escort.
And.
I escorted people who were building a brand new building. And
what was your rating?
At the time, it was a 7-step 8.
That's the rating I was.
I was thinking he was 5-star, man.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, enough to get his own OnlyFans channel.
I bought a lot of fans. That hasn't gotten me any money.
You're trying to sell them on
OnlyFans.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Box fans, tower fans.
That's right.
Those fans that fan dancers use.
That would have been interesting for anybody but me. Okay.
Nobody's buying, huh?
No, nobody's buying that for sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
I do not wish to leave anyone with a visual of me doing a fan dance. Especially me.
Why not? See, this is what we need is motivation.
We need more self-love. What?
To change. If you think that you are not appealing to your own eyes. Like, I'm having a hard time trying to put this into words.
I want to see how deep the hole gets dug.
That's what I tell myself. Yeah, I'm hot.
See? That's all it takes. You are acting.
That has you walk
out with a little confidence. Not to lie.
No. That gives you that spring in your step and that confidence so that you can make friends wherever you go.
No, that is a special organ you have near your pituitary gland.
You leave my pituitary out of this, buddy.
I was speaking to young gentlemen today, and as I was speaking to them, I was like, you know what? Boone was right, because it just took a smile, listen, respond with compassion, all of a sudden. You have met two people who are now engaged and, you know, care for your well-being. Unlike the,
Wait, who's engaged?
And there they go.
See, this is, Crutch, I was about to give you a compliment, but, you know, you.
I'm an idiot.
You killed it.
You did try, brother. I compliment you on that, but yes, you're right. He pooped on it.
Well, just think back to AwesomeCon.
Oh, yeah.
When we went out to eat.
Yeah.
There was a man who you helped out. And then that man helped out others, thanking you.
Oh, well.
For helping him.
Paid it forward.
That's true.
Yeah. So you have the ability to do it. It's just when you choose not to and then spit in their general direction, that's usually when they land.
I am arbitrary and capricious.
Think about a year ago at Podfest when you weren't able to go and you donated your ticket. Your name is known there and they've not even met you.
Well, I you know.
Somebody got that ticket because of your kindness. Probably some young podcaster. You know what, though? It's a big deal. You underestimate yourself. Do not do that, brother. Do not.
Or I will.
That is a good thing.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
And then, speaking of a good thing, who liked the inauguration speech? My hand is up.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's nothing like telling the people sitting up on the dais with you how absolutely abject failures they were for the last 4 years.
I want to be nice, but you guys stunk.
Oh, by the way, you're going to like this real quick. There's a lady who does a YouTube channel where she's deaf and she reads lips of people, famous people, while they're at some, you know, signing events or whatever. And she got a hold of the little bit of video where Obama is sitting down for the inauguration. And he passes by George W. Bush and he leans over and he says, "Is there any way we can stop this?" Of course, the answer there, Barack, is no. No.
Negative. Your time is done.
Move on.
It's not them. He's younger, so he'll be around potentially well after the era of Orange. And number two, depending on what happens, you know, he may think there's still a chance for him to do stuff.
Well, there's a rumor that the 4 years from now, it's going to be Trump versus Obama in the form of Melania versus Jennifer Aniston.
But why? Where did this rumor come from?
I don't know, but it's great.
How's it great? Because it doesn't. It makes negative sense.
Of course it does. That's why it's funny.
Obama has clearly stated that he thinks about men while doing certain activities, and hence Big Mike.
I was going to say,
see, yeah, I thought going that way. I was thinking he's happily married men and all. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Melania versus Matthew Perry, but okay.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, there was someone who sent me a gif of the intro to Friends where he falls into the fountain and then the caption was "too soon." Like, bro, died last month.
Oh, man. Wow.
There are so many coincidences like that in Hollywood. Like, you remember Robert Wagner's wife, Natalie Wood, died of a drowning.
Yes.
Do you know what her first movie was?
Called?
No.
Driftwood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but...
She had a fear of swimming because as a child, being unable to swim, the gym teacher just threw her into the pool. Yeah. But so, so she might have been part panic that took her out.
That's not the one who was in some type of scenario with Christopher Walken as well.
Yes, sir. That was her last movie.
Yeah.
With Christopher Walken. It was a sci-fi movie where they had developed a machine that could record your every experience and then you could play it back and you basically, live the experience through somebody else's eyes and all. And she was in that with Christopher Walken. In fact, he was on the boat with Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood. She passed.
Yes.
You know, that justice will get whoever was responsible not in this life, but
only Walden's left, right?
And apparently he's taking what happened to the grave.
It's not for me to say at this point.
That was pretty good.
More cowbell.
That was a pretty good Christopher Walken. I'm impressed.
He's a character. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad to be starting off the year on a very positive note. We're sure that by next week's show, we will have even more fun and games from the new administration to report on. Living life, living at large. Thank you once again for joining us on this little adventure. Please stay tuned for future episodes. But before you leave, a word from our sponsors.
When the border is finally under control, and there are only two genders, and Jupiter's in line with Mars, this is the dawning of the age of Don Quarius. Welcome home, Truth Seeker. And when you don't want to just make a speech, you want to eviscerate your enemies while they listen, you need Daddy's Home speechwriters. Show them you know what they tried to do and make them squirm while they sit here and hear it straight from you live. Some might even poop their pants again. Daddy's Home speechwriters for every occasion. And Chief and Mr. Browning's snow shoveling service. Not men to let an opportunity pass. It only snows hardly ever out there in the great state of Texas, and these men will profit from it. They will happily send their children to shovel your driveways for a small honorarium. Call them today. Not all workers on the job voluntarily. Snow may melt prior to removal. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.